whether or not eye cream really offers benefits for the area under the eyes, the thin area under the eyes, is a hotly debated topic. Is it a necessary step, or does it just offer a false sense of security? Is it just a lotion in a bottle? Is it just a thicker lotion? In this episode, I'm joined by Mary Kay director Gwen Marshall, with over 25 years of experience, who provides more detailed information about using eye cream on a regular basis. So stay tuned. Can you please provide a brief introduction of your experience as a Mary Kay director?
I certainly can. Thank you for the invitation to do this. I start out always by saying I love my life. I am so glad that Mary Kay was introduced to me 25 years ago as I sat at a bank as an assistant vice president. And maybe about 10 years after that, I continued my career in Mary Kay. But about 10 years after that, I said bye-bye to banking. I was enjoying Mary Kay and still enjoying Mary Kay much more. And it has been a fantastic journey for me. I have earned a couple cars, have been on many a trips, and the money is wonderful. And I'm my own boss. So that's it in a nutshell.
Oh, wow. That's great. I mean, actually having your own business is something, it's just a sense of freedom that one can have that makes you just feel good and just getting up every day and being able to control your own schedule. With regards to the eye cream debate, where do you stand on that?
You know what? I'll tell you the honest to goodness truth. I really didn't even know there was a debate about it because I believe in it so firmly. The product is unbelievable. And as I tell my clients, when I get in front of them, when I hold up that eye cream and we have three different types, I wouldn't leave home without it and I don't go to bed without it. So I have 24 hours of protection of eye cream at all times.
Okay, so you believe that it's necessary. Is it a necessary step for anyone who wants to minimize the effects of aging skin or any kind of fine lines that can occur or dark spots that can occur under the eyes?
I do, and it covers the whole eye area in general, the corners. You know, you hear people talking about crow's feet and things like that. It protects all those different things, the rough skin that we have a saying in Mary Kay, we don't care how old you are, our concern is how young you look. And you know, with your eyes, that's the first area on your face you start showing signs of aging. And as far as being tired, that's the first spot you see when you look at somebody. Boy, she sure looks tired today. But eye cream helps with all those different type things of tightening and toning the skin, adding moisture, lifting the eyes, the whole nine yards.
Okay, that's interesting because some people feel that the eye cream is just a strong lotion or a strong moisture in a compact bottle. Do you agree or do you think that there are ingredients within the eye cream that helps to promote that area?
Yes, I think there are a lot of ingredients in that to improve the eye area, specifically for the eye area, I should say. They're common peptides, they're amino acids, and the moisturizing hydrators that are in there, soothing agents in there. It's just phenomenal. The collagen that's in it that gives your skin that bounce back, that helps when you have that fatigue look around your eye. I've had a late night, and it just gives you that more youthful look by using an eye cream.
Okay, that sounds really good because I started using eye cream daily a few years ago. So I've also noticed a difference in it. As far as those who have hereditary conditions like eye bags or dark circles, do you think it helps them Or, as far as someone who's just been that way all their life, they've had that condition.
I think it would benefit them to use an eye cream than nothing at all. If it's something hereditary, sometimes nothing we can do about hereditary. It's better than not using anything at all. It will help with that fatigue. And we have products especially designed for puffiness. Matter of fact, we had something come out not long ago for puffiness. But it's just something that's temporary, and let you know that it's just temporary. It's called Instant Eye Puffiness Reducer. So there are all kind of things out there to enhance the appearance of the eye area. It's amazing.
Yeah, I actually agree. I do agree. I've actually used Mary Kay eye cream as well. So I do like that one as well. I also like Neutrogena eye cream. Do any of your products that are for the eyes have SPF content?
I looked and I did not see where any of our products have SPF for the eye included in the eye cream. That's not in
And some people say that caffeine and green tea, like different natural ingredients like that, can help boost the eye area. Have you seen any of that in the Mary Kay products?
No, I have not seen that in the Mary Kay products either. No, we have the peptides, amino acids, things like that in our products.
Okay, so
We have an aloe leaf extract, so that's kind of a natural product.
I will definitely check that out. And I'm also going to put the link to your website in the description so that all those who are listening can find your website. Also, some people, okay, so is eye cream just a moisturizer? Some people believe that the same ingredients in your face moisturizer, it's also in your eye cream, and it's just the eye cream is just a little thicker. Like, where are you at on that topic?
No, I think it's an intense product, especially designed for the eye area. Like I was looking at one of the ingredients we have in one of our eye creams. It has a vitamin B3, and it's well known for brightening, its brightening superpower that it doubles. It's like a double duty thing, and it has the antioxidants in it, and it helps prevent damage caused by blue light. Now, you know how much we're in front of blue light.
Yes,
And we have to
definitely.
tone that down at night so we can even rest. So imagine what it's doing to your skin. So there's even products in our eye cream to help retard all the things that happen in the eye area.
Oh wow, that sounds great. And have you do you have any testimonials from any of your clients that you've worked with who have seen improvement in eye cream usage?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have probably, I have many customers, but I get a lot of 911 calls when I'm just about out of my eye cream. I cannot go without this. I'm getting ready to go out of town, things like that. I call 911 calls because you can't call a department store at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night and say, I'm leaving in the morning. Can you get me some eye cream? Things like that because they know it works, they've seen the benefit of using the product and using it regularly. That's the thing, consistency too. A lot of people will start using the products, and if they don't see an improvement in 2 or 3 days, that, oh, this doesn't work. You have to be consistent because the things that have happened to your eye area did not happen in 2 or 3 days. It's been over a period of time.
So, like maybe after about a month, you should start seeing improvement with the eye cream. Maybe.
I would
I would
think
think
so.
so. Well, thank you for answering the questions. This is very, very helpful. I do love Mary Kay as well. So again, I will put her website in the description. And thank you for interviewing with me.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I'm also so super excited to hear that you use the product.
Yes, I do. I love the eye cream from Mary Kay, so I will get some more.
Well, I'm
All
glad
right.
you're a believer. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, nice talking to you. I'm gonna go ahead and conclude everything now. Did you want to say anything else to the listeners?
If they haven't tried the product, contact the Mary Kay consultant. I'd be more than happy to help them. Go to my website, contact me. And even if you're in Kalamazoo, it doesn't matter. We can do a virtual pampering session. I can send you the products in advance and we get on and do a virtual pampering session for you.
Okay, all right, that sounds great.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Don't forget to follow and share wherever you are. Till next time.